Greetings and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and welcome to Sound Doctrine, a radio ministry committed to preaching, teaching, and preaching. We are continuing to study doctrine in the New Testament, and specifically, we are continuing to look more closely at the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching throughout the New Testament concerning the poor and the rich. We're considering the Lord's words and his teaching on the Beatitudes, which are part of the Sermon on the Mount here in Matthew chapter 5. And we look at how the people responded to Jesus's teaching at the end of Matthew chapter 7. And we've again gone back to Matthew chapter 5 to look at what Jesus taught throughout Matthew chapters 5 through 7 before we came to the conclusion in Matthew chapter 7. So as we can continue to consider our Lord's words concerning the poor, we are to understand that the teaching of Jesus, where he speaks of the poor as part of the Beatitudes, he also speaks of the rich. So this is what we have expanded this teaching to include, and that is not just the poor, but the rich in relation to the poor, and what the Lord says, not just directly himself, but also what is taught throughout the New Testament concerning the poor and the rich. We've looked at the words of our Lord in Luke chapter 16 and verses 19 through 31, where we looked at a certain rich man and Lazarus. We've also looked at Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, specifically verses 1 through 10. And now I'd like for us to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. And there are a couple of passages here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that I'd like to share and study for this session. Again, as it relates to Jesus and doctrine, or what our Lord taught. And what we're looking at again specifically here is what he says concerning the poor and the rich in the Beatitudes. We've looked at Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. This is where the Lord says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then we've also looked at Luke chapter 6, because our Lord not only speaks concerning the poor, but he also speaks concerning the rich. And in Luke chapter 6, again in verse 20, it says, "And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." And then we go down to verse 24 in Luke chapter 6, where the Lord says, "But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation." So as we have sort of expanded this study to include some of the other teachings in the New Testament, including what our Lord Jesus himself taught, we are now taking a look. I'm asking you to join me in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to look some more at what is taught in the Word of God concerning the rich and the poor. And looking at 1 Timothy chapter 6, what I want to do is I want to look at verses 1 through 10 and then verses 17 through 19. And I'm just going to pull some of the main points out as we move along, because it really doesn't dig specifically into the teaching concerning the rich. And in this case, the rich are really at the forefront of what is being taught here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. But it really doesn't dig into the specifics concerning the rich until later on in this passage. But what I want to do is just pull out some of the words, because what we're focusing on and what I like for us to remember is that we're looking at doctrine. And so the doctrine specifically that we are addressing at this juncture is the doctrine, or the instruction, the teaching in the Word of God, and specifically in the New Testament, as it relates to the rich and the poor. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, This has everything to do with what is to be taught or what has been taught. And that word that is communicated in relation to the teaching or to the instruction is doctrine. So as we take a look at this, I'm going to ask you to consider the words that the Apostle Paul communicates to Timothy here. And specifically, as we move along, we will find that there is a specific instruction concerning the rich. So again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And if the Lord will, then we will also look at verses 17 through 19 in this same chapter. Keeping in mind that this is in relation to what the Lord is teaching in the Beatitudes concerning the poor and the rich. So here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, I'll look at the verses. I will then just talk about some of the particular words that I like to highlight. So in verse 1, I'm reading from the King James translation. It says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed." So in this first verse, I just want to pull out the concern here as it relates to the name of God and his doctrine. So as we're going to move along here, this is what I want you to keep in mind. First and foremost, this is the concern that the Apostle Paul is expressing to Timothy here, has everything to do with what is taught in relation to God. So the name of God and his doctrine refers to, obviously, his name, his authority, that is who God is, and the instruction that is according to who God is. And this is what we should keep in mind as the people of God, and more importantly, what we should keep in mind as pastors, preachers, and teachers. That is, just as Jesus spoke concerning the poor and the rich in relation to the kingdom of heaven in Matthew chapter 5, also in Luke chapter 6, and then what Jesus expressed specifically concerning the rich and the poor that he expressed that we shared in Luke chapter 16, and also with looking at Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. We've also looked at some other portions of scripture, but those are the ones that we looked at a little more exhaustively here recently. So considering what the message is here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it has everything to do with who God is and the instruction that is according to God. And that's what we must keep in mind. So when Jesus taught, when Jesus teaches in the New Testament, his doctrine or his instruction is in line with his Father's will or the message that Jesus is bringing from heaven. Everybody else who teaches, be they apostles or disciples, pastors, bishops, elders, you know, preachers and teachers, then we must maintain the same standard, and we must keep our teaching in line with who God is and what he requires to be taught. So everything must be consistent with God and who he is, his name. And the concern here, as it is the case throughout the scripture, is the faithfulness to the doctrine that God requires and the conduct, that is to say, both in what we say or what we preach and teach and how we live and how the people of God are to live in relation to what is taught. And that's the relationship between the teaching and the preaching is the hearing and the doing, or the hearing and the living. And in this case, we are speaking in relation to the poor and the rich. And Jesus, again, has made this statement, which I say is a promise because he said it, so it is true. That is, blessed are the poor in spirit, or blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, or theirs is the kingdom of God. On the other hand, In contrast to that, he issues a warning to the rich, and he says basically that they have had their reward in this life. But as far as the poor goes, then theirs is the blessing of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And this comes as a part of the teaching, which is the word of God. So this is the instruction. So as it relates to what we preach and teach, or the doctrine that is associated with the name of God, then we must keep in mind that we are responsible for staying faithful to that teaching. In this case, we are speaking of that faithfulness in preaching and teaching in relation to God, and then here in relation, as we're going to find out, in relation to the rich and their riches. So here, as we're moving along in 1 Timothy chapter 6, I want to highlight the importance of what Paul says concerning the name of God and his doctrine. And Paul's concern is that the name of God and his doctrine will not be evil spoken of, that is vilified or defamed. And that comes from disobedience. And this is what the Apostle Paul is relating it to. And that is, we are to live according to who God is and what God says. And that means we receive the instruction according to God's word to live as God requires us to live. So this is the point here, so that when people observe us, then they don't then speak evil of God and his word, because we are living in a way that is contrary to God and his word. And this is the concern here. And that's what it means to blaspheme God and his doctrine. Because the question is, did you get that from God? Or is this how God's people live? Or is this what God says? So, and this is this who God is? So everything is related to God as it relates to when it comes to his church or his people and his word, his teaching, the instruction that we get from him. So as we look at verse 2, the words that I want to point out here is where the Apostle Paul says, "And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort." So again, the emphasis in the earlier part here, the opening of 1 Timothy chapter 6, the emphasis is on the relationship between servants and their masters. But what I'm emphasizing for the sake of what we're looking at primarily here concerning the poor and the rich, and in this case, the rich and their riches, what I'm emphasizing is what is communicated concerning doctrine, God and his instruction, and the responsibility that Paul is communicating to Timothy when it comes to teaching. So here in verse 2, what I want to highlight is where the Apostle Paul says at the end of this verse in chapter 6, "These things teach and exhort." So again, we have the issue of instruction or instructing, and that's what is communicated here. In verse 1, it had to do with instruction or the teaching itself, and here it has to do with teaching, okay? So what you teach, and as far as the instruction goes specifically, and teaching itself, the act of teaching. So here Paul is saying, teach these things, do this, okay, and exhort or invite those or call for those who are believers to obey what God says, okay? In other words, what you are teaching, encourage them to follow the instruction that comes from God. And this is important for us to understand, because this is our responsibility as those who are the people of God, and it is the responsibility of the pastors, the elders, the preachers, to communicate the truth of God's word according to who God is and what God says. So this is what we will continue with is again, I just highlight some of the words that are communicated in this passage as we move to the rich and their riches here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. So here in verse 3, the Apostle Paul speaks of, he says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, here in verse 4, he says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. Verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. So now we move, we're sort of moving toward what is communicated concerning this desire to be rich and the instruction specifically concerning the rich and their riches. It's really a warning. But the words that I want to pull out as we move along in verse 3 are what the Apostle Paul says, where he says, if any teach otherwise, which is to say to instruct differently, to teach other doctrine, to teach a doctrine that is contrary to the doctrine that is according to God. So this is where when we think of the poor and the rich, and when we think of this chasm that exists in society, the only reason why this same mindset will prevail in the church is if those who are responsible for the preaching and teaching endorse it, which is to say that if we have this perverted mindset that corrupts the word of God and presents God's word in a way that is contrary to God's name, that is who God is, and the doctrine that God actually teaches, just as Jesus taught in the New Testament in particular here, then we then become no different than the world, because we are endorsing something that is contrary to God's word. So when we consider what is communicated here in verse 3 in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where it addresses teaching otherwise, if any man teach otherwise, then this is heterodoctrine, different doctrine. That's what is communicated here. If someone teaches something that is different than what God requires, it communicates that they don't consent, which means that they don't come near to the truth. You know, they flee from the truth. They don't draw near to what is true, but they desire to move away from what is true. They do not assent or give their agreement to what is true. They want to teach something different. And this, again, is where we get into this terrible fog that exists, even and especially among God's people, when it comes to this issue of rich and poor. And Jesus has made a promise. He has declared it in the word of God. It is true. Anybody who teaches otherwise is a false teacher, a false prophet. Jesus never told us to glory in riches, and he never endorsed this mindset that communicates that the rich are those who are in favor with God, while the poor are those who lack faith and who are rejected by God. Jesus said just the opposite, just the opposite. So if it's all the same, you know, to you, I'm going to take my chances with Jesus, and I'm going to listen to what he says, and I'm going to teach what he says, because his teaching is in accordance with who God is. And that's the instruction that we as faithful preachers and teachers are called to communicate to God's people concerning, in this case, the poor and the rich. So here the Apostle Paul continues with these words that I want to call your attention to in verse 3 in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, anyone who teaches otherwise and doesn't consent to wholesome words, this is another part of the passage that I'd like to highlight, not consenting to wholesome words. So again, that means to not draw near or to be in agreement with healthy doctrine or doctrine that is uncorrupt. So what the preference is to follow teaching that is not according to soundness, or that is not sound. It is to stray away from what is good. It's like not eating vegetables, you know, like you want to not eat what's good for you, and you want to eat everything that's bad for you. And this is what the Apostle Paul is addressing in relation to doctrine and to those who teach otherwise, heterodoctrine, a doctrine that is contrary to God's word and the truth concerning Jesus Christ. So this is the message that the Apostle Paul is calling Timothy to, which is to teach and exhort. What the Apostle Paul says Timothy is to teach and exhort. On the other hand, he's saying those who do otherwise, those who teach otherwise, he gives this explanation and this description concerning those who do teach otherwise, which is that their characteristics are they're teaching otherwise, and they don't consent to wholesome words. They don't draw near to healthy teaching or uncorrupt teaching. And that is the teaching of the word of God, and to the doctrine or the instruction that is according to godliness. Again, this is what is described in verse 3 here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. So doctrine or instruction that is according to our devotion to God, our faithfulness to God. So this is demonstrated in how we give instruction, how we communicate God's word. You know, our devotion in terms of teaching and preaching is demonstrated according to truth. And that's how pastors, preachers, and teachers are weighed in the balance. It's not a matter of popularity, and it's certainly not a matter of riches. It is a matter of faithfulness to God. Jesus is the example. You follow and you look at Jesus's example as revealed in Scripture, and at no time and in no way does Jesus reveal or present himself in the way that these pranksters, these pulpit pranksters do now, in terms of making people think that riches and gain is according to the doctrine of God. That is just a lie straight from the devil, and it smells like smoke. So that is not true. So considering again what the Apostle Paul is communicating here in 1 Timothy 6, as we move our way toward what he says concerning the rich and their riches, then we see that to not consent to wholesome words and to doctrine that reveals our loyalty to God, our sincerity to God, it brings about major problems, and it reveals fatal flaws in those who do the teaching. So what does it mean when the Apostle Paul speaks of godliness? Doctrine which is according to godliness, it has everything to do with our dedication to God. And this is what we must fulfill as those who are called to instruct or to teach. This is the sincerity of our teaching. It is demonstrated in our faithfulness to God in preaching and teaching. So when we look at what our duty is, what we are called to be loyal to, where our heart lies, if you will, it has everything to do with faithfulness to God, as and especially when it comes down to preaching and teaching. So our instruction must be in line with God and his word. And that's what this godliness reveals. Doctrine, which is according to godliness, who God is, what God says, and how we communicate that in our devotion to God, because we are loyal to him as his servants. We are devoted to him. We fear him. We know that it is our duty to be faithful to him. We are wholeheartedly communicated to God. And again, this is demonstrated or revealed in our teaching, which must be in line with who God is and what he says. But the Apostle Paul is dealing with the contrast to that, those who are contrary to this. So as we look down in what the Apostle Paul continues in his description here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, he says again, for those who teach otherwise, he says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. This is in chapter 4. So when we consider again what is communicated in relation to doctrine and in relation to those who teach otherwise, mind you, the Apostle Paul made it clear to Timothy, he's to teach and exhort what is true, what is according to the name of God and his doctrine. But he's saying there are others who teach otherwise. And he is saying specifically, if any man or any person teaches otherwise, he gives, the Apostle Paul then gives the description of what these type of men reveal or how they manifest their mindset. So, you know, you can call it an otherwise mindset, I guess, an ungodly mindset for sure. So when we consider what he's saying, when he speaks of them being proud, they are inflated, they are high-minded, they are self-conceited. And this is what you get. This is picture perfect when you consider those who stand up in front of those who claim to be God's people and those who are responsible for the teaching and the preaching, for pastoring or tending to and caring for the flock of God, present a terrible lie to the flock of God concerning riches and poverty. And everything they talk about has to do with money. And it always has to do with you giving them more money. And nothing is further from the truth. But they are so cocky and confident in this, they have no shame. And it's so embarrassing that although they have no shame, I'm ashamed for them. And you ought to be too. But that doesn't mean that you should sit under their teaching. It is a lie. It is doctrine that is contrary to God and his word. This is not from God. So when we consider the poor and the rich, and the reason why I'm emphasizing this concerning the rich and their riches, one, because it's biblical, it is in the word of God. Two, because Jesus gave the example himself. And God's word is a warning to us concerning this, especially for the preachers and the teachers. So the pride and the conceit is manifested, and I think it's impossible to argue otherwise because it's on full display in our time. And when the Apostle Paul goes on to describe that they know nothing, they don't understand anything, and people think that these guys are profound, guys and women, men and women. They think that they are profound and they are deep, and man, they give these rich nuggets for you to get rich on. And it's not the word of God. It's not the truth of God's word in any way. And so this is what has us upside down, if you will, as a church, as God's people, because this is what's being communicated. Other teaching, not teaching according to God and his word, his truth. So as we consider again what the Apostle Paul is saying here in describing these people, they know nothing. They're proud. They're doting about questions and strifes of words, which again, continually searching and disputing, always disputing and searching, always working up ill will and jealousy and envy and contention and everything that is evil in conversation, all that is harmful. Okay, so that's what this is about. This is the description of those who do this, and we see it on live display. Now we're going to stop here, but as the Lord permits, we're going to continue on and we're going to dig a little more into the rich and their riches. And this is in relation to what Jesus says concerning the poor and the rich. So until the next time, remember that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. God bless you.